It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. Reminder, Film Week is coming up at 11 o'clock today. We're offering it instead of Friday so that we give you all kinds of fun viewing options for the next 4 days of this Thanksgiving weekend. We'll hear about the animated The Croods, A New Age, a sequel to the film from a few years ago, documentaries on Frank Zappa, The Mystery of D.B. Cooper, a new HBO documentary, and we'll also hear about Lover's Rock, the second in the five-film anthology series from writer-director Steve McQueen. It's under the banner of Small Axe, an Amazon Prime Video streaming film series. So that's all coming up on Film Week at 11 o'clock. But right now, we turn our attention to another activity that many will be pursuing over the course of the four-day weekend, and that's shopping. We're 2 days away from what traditionally was the heaviest shopping day of the year, and Cyber Monday, of course, to follow. But things have changed dramatically in the pandemic, even before they were starting to change. Joining us is Rachel Michelin, President, CEO of the California Retailers Association, which is a trade group representing multiple aspects of retail in California. Ms. Michelin, thank you very much for being with us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So let's start, first of all, with what were we seeing in the way of changing holiday spending and buying habits, even pre-pandemic?
So I think even before the pandemic, we were seeing an increase in online shopping. You know, last year we saw a lot of folks shopping online, having things delivered to their homes. So I think that was starting. The other thing we did start to see is folks doing that in addition to really making an effort to shop at their local kind of independent retailers as well. This year, I think you hit the nail on the head earlier when you said it's more like a Black November, where and kind of into December, you're seeing you're not going to see your traditional doorbuster sales on, you know, late Thursday night, early Friday morning. Retailers are really doing everything they can to continue that shopping, holiday shopping experience people really enjoy, but doing it in relation to all the safety protocols that we're following so that we continue to stop the spread of COVID.
I'm seeing that shopping centers have been doing run-throughs to try and figure out how to deal with crowd control in parking structures, admitting people into shopping centers, how the stores have to deal with lower capacity, particularly here in California. Can you elaborate a little bit on some of the ways they're looking at doing that without ticking off their most loyal customers?
So I think one of the things you'll see is typically shopping centers blocking off parking spaces so that they can keep at that. In California, most places across the state, it's 25% capacity for retail and shopping malls. So I think you'll see that. You're going to see some stores I'm seeing asking folks to make an appointment to come in and shop so that you're guaranteed your time to keep people from having to wait in line. You're going to see a lot of enforcement of wearing your face covering. That is so vitally important that if you go out over the next couple of weeks and do your holiday shopping, we want you to have that great experience, but we really ask that you wear your face covering and be respectful of everyone else in the stores and our employees. So I think you're going to be seeing a lot of that. I think you're going to see a lot of opportunities to find some great deals online. But I think it's important, too, that as we look at contactless shopping and pickup and delivery and those types of things, that we do pay attention to our smaller, more independent retailers and making sure that we spend some time with them as well. They may not have the capacity to do all of the things some of the larger national retailers can, but it's just as important that we support them during this kind of this challenging holiday shopping season.
Speaking of which environment do you think will benefit most? On Black Friday itself, will shoppers feel more comfortable going to independent stores that aren't in mall locations? Or do you think that they'll feel more comfortable, there'll be a bigger turnout, people going to larger shopping centers where there might be more enforcement of protocols and a more robust organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think you're going to see a mixture of both. I think that there are segments of our shopping population that, you know, I know for me, you know, holiday shopping, Black Friday is something I've always done with my daughters. It's something we look forward to. You know, we may end up going to both, but because that's our comfort level. I think there could be other people that say, hey, you know what, I know I'm going to do some of my shopping online, some of these big purchases online, but it's really important to me, particularly I think Small Business Saturday, that I really go in and support my local businesses because they need that support. I think both the larger retailers and the shopping malls and the small independent retailers are bending over backwards to make sure that their employees and their consumers are safe. They're doing everything they can. They've invested a lot of money in protective gear and PPE. So I think that it's going to really come down to that personal choice. Our job as an industry is to make sure that every shopper, regardless of their comfort level to shop online or their comfort level to go into a store or pick up at the curb, that they have a safe shopping experience.
We're talking with Rachel Michelin, the president, CEO of the California Retailers Association. If you have questions for our guests, we're at 866-893-KPECC. We're talking about the traditional Black Friday, which is 2 days away. But, of course, all of retail has changed dramatically with the move to online sales, and sales starting in some cases weeks ago ahead of the holiday shopping season. Also with us is Sucharita Kodali, e-commerce analyst at Forrester Research. Sucharita, so good to have you with us again on Air Talk. Is this going to further solidify the move to retail online?
Well, certainly in some categories, every consumer survey that we've done says that after this pandemic is done, more people are going to continue purchasing with sites like Amazon in the future. So in the case of them, absolutely it will solidify their lead. A lot of the questions have also come about, retailers like online grocers. And that's where I think the jury is a little bit more undecided, because consumers are doing things like ordering certain products online now, but we think that they will probably revert back to the physical store, frankly, because the physical store is just easier. And, you know, kind of once people get the vaccine and they're comfortable going on with their previous lives, part of the outcome is, in addition to going back to travel, it's going to be to go back to, you know, some local stores.
Well, and I would think, just from a psychological standpoint, once we reach that point of herd immunity, sometime hopefully next year, that there's going to be so much pent-up demand for people to be out recreationally shopping. I would expect a lot of just what you're saying, in-person shopping, because people miss that experience.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's actually a term for it. We call it revenge shopping. And it was a big deal in China, even when the Chinese consumers sort of, had a lot of their restrictions lifted. And they are, of course, further along in containing the virus than the Americans are. We've seen greater recovery in physical stores and restaurants. And there was a huge, huge burst in demand in those first weeks. Because you're absolutely right. Like, people had held back on often things that they needed, and the savings rates are high. So you combine those things, and there's a lot of pent up demand that will likely be unleashed when people are ready to actually shop again.
Speaking of saving, it seems like we have a couple of things concurrently going on. One of which is very high unemployment rate. And the benefits that people had been getting has tailed off in the amount. And so you've got many households in severe financial distress. You've got others where there's been saving that's been going on, where perhaps everyone in the household has continued to be able to work. And which prevails in this holiday shopping season? When you look at overall spending, where do you expect it to be, Sucharita?
We are expecting overall shopping to be flat compared to last year in Q4, and there are a number of reasons for that. People aren't going to be traveling. They're not going to be seeing as many people. They don't feel quite as obliged to buy the breadth of gifts or perhaps, kind of to spend quite as much on gifts. So I think that that's part of it. And then you also are going to have just a greater shift to e-commerce and not as much in the physical store for sure. But also, exactly what you said, there's the demographic element too. I mean, typically, the higher income households are the ones that comprise a disproportionately larger share of what gets spent in shopping anyway. And that's a large part of the reason that retail overall to date has been relatively flat. We've year to date, we're down, but the numbers most recently that the census has reported are comparable to what we saw this time last year. So that's good news, but a lot of that is being bolstered by, those savers, the higher income households, middle class households that have been able to hold on to their jobs and honestly haven't had as much to spend their money on.
We're talking with Forrester Research e-commerce analyst Sucharita Kodali. Also with us, Rachel Michelin of the California Retailers Association, of which she's president, CEO. Rachel, when you look at the discounts that we're seeing this year and going into the forthcoming weeks of the holiday season, do you see them as being comparable to holiday seasons past? Are there a wider range of products that we're seeing discounts on, or is it pretty consistent?
I think it's pretty consistent. I think that, we have had some issues in the past with some of the supply chain, getting some items into stores. You also had a lot of retailers who, at the beginning of the pandemic, had to close their doors, and they were closed for a longer period of time than I think we all expected. So I think you're seeing some of that. They're still trying to move those things out. I think that it's true shopping habits are different now. You don't necessarily see people aren't buying cocktail dresses and holiday wear that you would normally buy in a normal season when you're going to holiday parties and those types of things, because that's just not happening this year. So I think you're going to see some different sales and bargains coming out during this holiday season. I think you might see some new things that we haven't seen in the past that might be discounted. And I think there'll be a great opportunity for folks to, again, shop online, because I think you're going to see among our national retailers a lot of deals happening on their websites. But you also see some of those deals happening, particularly in the small, more regional retailers across the state.
For those households that have been particularly hard hit financially during the pandemic, are there particular ways they might be adapting to having much less to spend? I don't know whether it would be, crafts they might make for someone, or are there sectors of retail that might be indicators of people spending less and differently and attempting to adapt to that lower household income?
I think you are seeing some of the craft stores. I mean, even on advertising, if you look at the advertising, I think you see the craft stores that are throwing deals out there. They're really promoting this staying at home, making Christmas gifts. I look at it a little bit, too, as kind of going back to how we kind of used to be. I remember as a kid growing up, you used to make a lot of your gifts for your family members. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're seeing a little bit of retro going back to some of that. I think if there's one thing maybe that the coronavirus has brought is that emphasis more on the quality and the thought into a gift and the quantity of gifts that you buy. I think it's true. People aren't necessarily going to be at these big family Christmases this year, and so there's not that pressure to buy a bunch of gifts. So I do think that there will be a lot of different ways of folks to express their gratitude, their love, their families through different ways of either purchasing gifts or I think making them. I think that for me, I always try to find a silver lining in anything, and I think that this might be one that comes out of this holiday shopping season.
Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Rachel Michelin is the president and CEO of the California Retailers Association. And Sucharita Kodali, e-commerce analyst at Forrester Research. Sucharita, very happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Here we are the day before Thanksgiving and a great opportunity. If you've been mulling over making a particular dish that maybe with a small group you hadn't considered in years previous, and you want some advice on how to make it, or you're finding yourself somehow stymied in figuring out how to do something, maybe you've even tried it and it's fallen flat previously, we've got a pair of experts to help you out. You have any questions about your Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow and how to prepare it, we're at 866-893-KPECC. We'll talk with Noelle Carter and Naisha Arrington coming up on Air Talk in 90 seconds.